Hello and welcome to the Relationship Anxiety Podcast. I'm your host, Mikkel, and today we are talking about ego love. Many of us feel frustrated in the search for love because we are looking for what our ego thinks is love. We feel frustrated with our relationship and the level of love we're receiving because we are looking for an ego type of love. So today we're going to talk about how to recognize this ego love and be able to start stepping out of it so you can access genuine love in your relationship and your life. Now, before we dive in, if you haven't yet, you need to go get The Anxious Girl's Guide to Love. It's going to give you some really good practical tips and tricks you can implement right now to help you start accessing more love and less fear in your life. So go to relationshipanxiety.com/guide to love and you'll be able to download it there. Now let's talk about what I mean when I say ego love versus your heart. So first, what is our ego? What does that mean? Maybe you guys have heard that term thrown around before. I knew I heard it a lot and it didn't mean too much to me. But our ego is basically our brain when it is seeing itself as separate from other people. When it strives to be better than everyone else or sees itself as less than everyone else. So your ego versus your heart. Your heart being more who you are, more the essence of you. Your heart is more naturally in a state of connectedness. It's not seeking this separateness that our ego seeks. It's not trying to be better than everybody else. It's not trying to be less than. Our heart is very connected to those around us. It feels like the commonality of being human. Your heart is where genuine confidence is going to happen. It's where genuine love is available. Our natural heart state is openness and connected to other people. And our ego is that part of us that likes to close off, wants to be separate from everyone else, and wants to be better than everybody else. And it's also the part of us that's very, very fearful. So often when we talk about love, love is something that our society kind of worships, and specifically romantic love, right? I think having a romantic partner, finding the one, the right person, is this idol and this thing that we have been taught to seek. That if we find that, that is where ultimate fulfillment, happiness, and joy is going to come from, is that one person outside of us. And the nature of our ego mind is to be discontent. It's to always to want for more. It's always craving more. And this is why I kind of coined the term I wanted to talk to you guys about, ego love. So this is when we are seeking love from that ego place. Now again, love is going to come from our heart. It's going to come from the core essence of who you are. Genuinely, that's where we will access the love that you're craving to experience. But many of us, we don't know how to open to our heart. We, you know, as I say that, you know, opening to your heart, in essence, you may be like, what are you talking about? And it's because we're so caught up in our ego. We're so caught up in that side of us that wants to be better than everyone else, that wants to be right, that wants to get things perfect, that ego. And we still desire love. We're still craving and wanting that. but we do it from the wrong energy. We seek out love, not from our heart, not from an open, loving heart, but we seek out love from our ego. And so I want to talk to you guys today about what ego love looks like so you can start to identify maybe some of those ways that you have been seeking love that actually may be closing you off. Now, ego love is not actually love. It's not genuinely love. And this is, again, it's like that fear part of our mind. Now, just because you may resonate with or notice like, oh, I have this aspect to this ego love I'm noticing, it doesn't mean we cannot access love. It doesn't mean that that's not available to us in this relationship. It just means it's an indicator it's time to shift gears. That we need to learn how to shift gears out of our ego and into our heart. And then that's where you're going to access more of the love that you're craving. So one key indicator that we're trying to love from our ego is it's very focused on what I get. It's very focused on what I get out of the relationship. What do you give to me? How are you going to earn my love? How are you going to be worthy of me? And it comes from this, again, space of like neediness. And no matter like what our partner offers us, it's never enough. It's never inadequate. It's never adequate. We're always craving more. We're always needing more and wanting more. Because our ego can't be satisfied. So ego love will really be very focused on what you're getting from your partner. Another sign you're operating from a space of ego when trying to love is you're very preoccupied with being better than others. If you notice a lot of comparison, a lot of trying to figure out if your relationship is better than other relationships or less than, or your partner is better or less than, you're doing this ranking game in your brain, that is your ego. Again, because our ego thinks we are separate from everybody else. Our ego thinks we're either better or worse off than everyone else. And it's always this kind of ranking scale. And when it's around love, we'll start playing this game of trying to prove that our relationship is the best. And when our relationship isn't the best, because whenever you play that game, you're always going to lose. There's always going to be someone we see that has more, that has strengths that we don't have. And so that's where our ego, our brain will start jumping to something must be wrong with my relationship. Something must be wrong with this person or me because I'm not better. We're not better than everyone else, which again is what our ego really, really wants to do. It craves that being better than those around you. Another indicator is we look at our relationship, we look at romantic relationships as something to achieve, something to accomplish. So we may look at having a partner, having certain milestones in our relationship, just like you may look at getting an A in a class, getting a job, getting a promotion. It's like this thing that we accomplish and we do and we check off this like to-do list, this task list that we have. That our ego will kind of start to make our relationship almost like a task to achieve versus being in a more of a heart state where we are more connecting to our partner, where we are being with our partner simply to be, not to achieve, not to accomplish. We're not seeing our relationship in that lens of this is going to be something that gets me a gold star. We're seeing the person. We're seeing the human who we are in a relationship with. Okay, next one is control. Our egos love to control. Our egos love to control everything. And so that really can manifest in our relationship and the way we love, right? So we may want to control the timeline of the relationship. We may want to control the things that our partner says, the things that they do, the way they behave. We may want to control every single feeling and every single thought that arises for us. And the next layer to it is perfectionism. So we're often controlling in the lens of seeking to be perfect. We want our relationship to be flawless. We want our partner to be completely inhuman and the most perfect being that's ever walked this planet. We want our relationship dynamic to have no struggles, to have no flaws. We want who we are together to just be flawless. And this is where you may notice if you have this perfectionism that creeps in, there is that nitpicking, there's the critiquing, the finding faults with our partner, and trying to control and trying to fix. Or again, our brain going to, there may be something wrong in this relationship. So when our ego is running the show when it comes to love, it's very human. And it's just important to recognize our ego is what's at play. That, like, wait, this isn't my heart. When I'm nitpicking my partner, when I'm trying to control them, when I'm wanting them to be perfect, when I'm getting really focused on being better than other couples, all of that is not me. It's not my heart. It's not genuinely me loving. And to recognize that is powerful, because if you can own that for yourself, your ego starts to lose control. Your ego becomes less in charge. And the less in charge your ego is, the more room and space we create for your heart to lead, for you to open to love genuinely and fully, like you desire to give. Thanks so much for tuning in today, you guys. Have a beautiful week, and we'll talk next week. Bye.